Welcome to the Deep Dive. This is the show where we take your sources, all those scattered notes, the research papers, video links, you name it, and we crystallize the insights you actually need. And today, we are really plunging into a system that promises to solve that information overload problem for good. We're dissecting Google's Notebook LM.
Yep.
It's a free AI tool that I think has quietly become one of the most powerful research systems out there.
It really has. So our mission for you today is threefold. First, we need to understand Notebook LM's core mechanics, you know, how it manages all that data.
Mm-hmm.
Second, we'll explore the full feature set. And we're going from like basic study tools all the way to some really cutting edge stuff.
Okay.
And finally, we'll map out some advanced workflows that, I mean, did they turn it into a real intelligence system?
And before we get into the, you know, the nuts and bolts, let's just highlight its main differentiator because this is the whole point.
Right.
Notebook LM is not a general search chatbot. Everything it does is grounded in the sources you upload. That's it. It won't search the internet.
And what's so fascinating is that this intentional limit, this constraint, it just completely changes the quality of the output.
How so?
By locking the knowledge base to only your documents, you get an extremely low rate of hallucination.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so much more reliable than the bigger, broader models.
So the information is actually trustworthy.
Highly trustworthy, which, you know, for serious research or professional work is absolutely essential.
Okay, let's unpack that architecture then. How does Google actually create this focused environment? What stops the AI from just wandering off?
It's all built around these compartmentalized notebooks.
Okay.
Think of each notebook as a totally isolated room. The AI assistant inside that room is basically blind to the outside world.
So its entire universe is just the files in that one folder.
100%.
Yep.
And that design is the guardrail. It's what solves the information overload problem because the AI can only think about what you feed it.
That makes sense. But how much can we really cram into one of these notebooks? I mean, are we talking a couple of long articles or?
No, we are talking massive context capacity. A single notebook can handle up to 50 sources.
50.
50. And that translates to roughly 25 million words of total context.
Wow. Okay, 25 million words. That is huge compared to most other models out there.
It's enormous. So the strategy here changes. You're not just summarizing one paper anymore. You can upload and analyze, I don't know, entire regulatory libraries or years of company meeting notes all at once.
That's a game changer. And what about the file types? Because I know mixing formats is where a lot of the magic happens.
Absolutely. The system is built for mixing.
Yeah.
You've got your standard PDFs, your Google Docs, slides.
The usual suspects.
Right. But the real power comes from the multimedia support. You can upload raw MP3 audio files.
Mm-hmm.
And crucially for a lot of people, you can just drop in a YouTube video URL.
Oh, that's useful.
It just pulls the transcript automatically and treats it like any other text source. Suddenly, that video is completely searchable and part of your knowledge base.
Mixing text and video sources in one place, that's incredibly flexible. But I have to ask the big question, the one our professional listeners are thinking.
Data security.
Exactly. Should we be worried about uploading sensitive company documents to a Google tool?
It's a critical question, and Google is very explicit about this. They state that they value user privacy, and they have committed not to use personal data or documents uploaded to Notebook LM to train their big foundational models.
Okay, so that's a key promise. No training on your data.
A vital one. It's what makes it usable in so many academic and professional contexts.
But even with that promise, the data is still in the cloud. There's always that trade-off, right?
Always a trade-off. For,
yeah.
You know, super sensitive proprietary data, you have to weigh that risk. But honestly, for 90% of uses academic research, competitor analysis, personal learning, Google security posture, and that commitment make it a pretty suitable environment.
Good to know. Okay, let's pivot to what you see when you open it up. That right-hand panel, the Learner Studio. It's more than just a chat box.
Oh, way more. The studio is where it turns all that raw info into actual study aids. You don't even have to prompt it. You just hit a button.
Then what happens?
Instantly, it generates, say, a multiple choice quiz. Usually 10 to 15 questions, all drawn directly from the nuances of your sources.
Wow.
Or, for quick recall, it generates Q&A flashcards. I saw one example pull 42 key concepts into cards in just a few seconds.
That just removes so much of the grunt work of creating study materials yourself.
Precisely. And it goes way beyond Q&A. The reports feature is very detailed. You can generate a full study guide.
A study guide, what's in that?
Short answer questions, essay prompts, a full answer key, even a glossary of terms.
Yeah.
Or you can ask it to generate a technical white paper, and you can customize the structure and tone for, say, an executive audience.
The mind map feature really caught my eye. I mean, for visual learners, that kind of bird's eye view can take hours to build by hand.
The mind map is brilliant. It breaks down really complex topics, financial math, a legal framework, whatever, into these digestible interactive diagrams. You can click on a node and it expands. It helps you see the connections.
It's like it draws the map for you so you can just focus on the terrain.
That's a great way to put it. And to make sure everyone can access that terrain, it's also really good at differentiating content.
Meaning
you can ask it to simplify things. You can upload a dense academic article and say, explain this to a 12-year-old.
That is incredibly useful.
Or the reverse. Summarize this detailed engineering spec for a non-technical sales executive. It adapts the complexity on demand.
That's a perfect lead-in to the more dynamic stuff beyond files you already have. We have to talk about source discovery, specifically deep research mode.
Right. Deep research is a serious shift in how you'd start a project. It's basically an agentic AI tool.
Okay, hang on. For listeners who might not know, what does agentic mean here?
It means the AI isn't just running one command like a simple search. It's making a sequence of adaptive decisions.
Ah.
It analyzes its first round of findings, identifies gaps in its knowledge based on the goal you gave it, and then it changes its search strategy on the fly to fill those gaps.
So it's not just a fancy search aggregator. It's actually doing the homework.
Exactly. And here's the kicker. It then imports up to 50 of the most relevant sources it found directly into your notebook.
Whoa.
So you end up with a curated, preloaded, fully analyzed knowledge base without you having to do anything. It's all just there, ready for you to start asking questions.
That is just incredible efficiency. Okay, now let's talk about how you consume all this info. Everyone's heard about the Audio Overview, the so-called AI podcast.
The Audio Overview is pretty cool. It creates a surprisingly realistic podcast with two AI hosts discussing your sources. But the real value is in customizing the format.
You can change the format?
Oh, yeah. You can choose a standard deep dive summary, the quick brief. You can even choose a critique.
A critique.
Yeah. It has the AI expert review your sources for gaps, flaws, or biases in the material. Or you can switch it to a debate format to specifically highlight any conflicting viewpoints in your documents.
That is so smart. But here's the part that really blew my mind. The interactive mode.
This is a breakthrough for active learning. So the AI hosts are talking, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can click a join button and just interject with your own microphone. You can ask them clarifying questions in real time, ask them to go deeper on something, or even challenge what they're saying.
So you're basically steering the conversation as it's happening.
You are turning passive listening into an active dialogue. It's amazing.
And it's not just audio. It does video overviews, too.
Yes. It uses Google's Vids technology and something they call Nano Banana Pro to generate full explainer videos.
So like a slide deck with a voiceover.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Narrated voiceover with presentation style slides, all generated from your source material. And you can even pick different visual styles, anime, retro paint, minimalist graphics, whatever fits your brand.
For content creators, the ability to take one source and just spin it out into almost 20 different formats, that's huge.
It's the ultimate repurposing engine. You start with one core piece of content, a video transcript, say, and you can turn it into 19 plus different outputs.
Like what?
A techno paper becomes a blog post. A podcast summary becomes a detailed content map for LinkedIn. You can script a short summary for an Instagram reel. It just instantly adapts the core idea for any platform.
Okay, we've seen how good this is for learning and content. Let's shift gears. What about for professional strategic use?
This is where it becomes a real thinking partner. People are using it for deep competitive analysis.
How does that work?
You upload tons of competitor content, their website, text, YouTube transcripts, Reddit threads about them, you name it, and you perform what's essentially an X-ray on their market position.
And what does that X-ray show you?
It identifies the knowledge gaps, the weaknesses in their strategy, their content. Then you can prompt the AI to build out, say, a comprehensive SEO content plan to specifically target those gaps.
So it's like a free, confidential, internal marketing intelligence system.
That's exactly what it is.
And this extends to personal career stuff, too, like interview prep.
This is interview prep on steroids.
Mm-hmm.
You upload three things: the job description, the company's latest annual report, and your own resume.
Okay.
Notebook LM cross-references all three. It generates likely interview questions based on what the company says it wants, and then this is the key. It suggests answers that align your background directly with their strategic goals.
And I'm guessing you can then practice those answers using that interactive audio mode we talked about.
Precisely. You switch to audio mode and you rehearse. You get to practice responding in real time. It's like a live rehearsal instead of just a static document.
I also saw a really clever use case for a task everyone hates, writing your annual performance review.
Oh, yeah. That dreaded blank screen.
Right.
Instead of that, you just upload a bunch of positive emails you got, notes from projects, performance metrics, anything you've collected all year. The AI drafts the review for you, highlighting your impact, using language that's probably already aligned with how the company talks.
So smart. And there's this idea of a dynamic living notebook.
This is a really clever strategy for people who create content or do research at high speed. Instead of always adding new files, they just have one source in the notebook. A single living Google Doc.
A brain dump document.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
It's full of their scattered ideas, research snippets, raw thoughts, and they just keep updating it.
Yeah.
Then they prompt the AI to organize or script things based only on that one constantly evolving document. It creates this amazing feedback loop.
And finally, this tool doesn't live in a bubble. People are plugging it into other AI tools.
Absolutely. They take the outputs from Notebook LM, a detailed timeline, a complex mind map, and they export them to something more powerful like Gemini 3 Pro to create like interactive project boards.
Or just for simple tasks.
Or simple things, yeah. They use a tool like DeepL to translate a whole synthesized report in one click. The integrations are seamless.
This gives you a real sense of the depth here, but before we wrap, we have to cover some practical tips, because some of the functionality is a bit counterintuitive.
The most crucial pro tip is about saving your work. Your chat history inside a notebook is not saved by default.
Oh, that's a trap.
It is. If you get a great summary or a quiz you like, you have to hit the Save to Note button immediately, or it disappears when you leave.
And saving it as a note does more than just save it.
Right, because that save note can then become a new source for the AI to analyze. So you create this refinement loop. The AI synthesizes something. That synthesis becomes a new source. And the AI gets smarter based on its own work.
That's the loop. What about managing all those sources? 50 can be a lot.
You have to filter them. If you have 50 documents loaded, but your question is only about two of them, you just check the boxes next to those two in the left panel. It grounds the query in only the most relevant docs.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Faster, more accurate.
Yeah, and you should also use advanced prompts. Explicitly ask it. Identify any areas where my sources disagree on topic X. Force it to find the contradictions.
So we've basically built this perfect intellectual shortcut machine. It makes study guides, research reports, mind maps all instantly. What does that mean for the actual learner?
And this is where we have to bring in a critical perspective from, you know, learning science. The tool is an amazing shortcut. But real mastery requires effort.
Mm-hmm.
Notebook LM can create the product, the perfect mind map, but it bypasses the process of organizing and connecting that your brain needs for deep learning.
It takes away the productive struggle, but the struggle is where the learning happens.
Exactly. The effort it takes to draw the map yourself is what helps you actually understand the terrain. So to fix this, for anyone serious about learning, I strongly recommend you switch the chat configuration from default to learning guide mode.
And what does that do?
That mode forces you to think. It makes you answer questions first and justify your reasoning before it gives you the final answer. It reintroduces that necessary struggle.
Okay, that brings our deep dive to a close. Notebook LM is, well, it's clearly a comprehensive intelligence system. It's so much more than a chatbot. The flexibility it offers for work, for learning, for content creation is just immense.
So if AI can generate a perfect study guide and an interactive mind map in an instant, here's our provocative thought for you.
Go for it.
Is the risk that we become excellent consumers of knowledge, just perfectly summarizing and absorbing things, but we inadvertently dull our ability to organize, connect, and synthesize information ourselves? You know, the very skills that define true mastery.
We get the map handed to us.
We get the map instantly. But are we sacrificing the critical process of learning how to draw it ourselves?
Food for thought. That's all the time we have for this deep dive. Thanks for tuning in.